Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Roscoe, and welcome to the latest Kings of Anglia Ipswich Town Women special podcast. And today, I'm joined by defender Super Megan Waring as we look ahead to the women's team returning to Portland Road this weekend against Plymouth Argyle. Megan, thanks so much for joining me. How's things?
Yeah, very well. Glad to be back. I feel like I've not spoke to you in a little bit. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's good to have you on. I think it has been a while. Obviously, we had good old Blue Wilson, former captain. Obviously, she was my co-host for Track the Girls Talk. Now we just do these podcast specials, and I'm hoping to do more of these, you know, going forward as well. But yeah, we're looking ahead, Megan, to the game at Portman Road, the second time the team has played there in a league fixture. Obviously, last time out, a nice win, 5-0, 10,000 plus was there. Unfortunately for you, though, you didn't play. So I'm sure you're excited for this one.
Yeah, I'm absolutely buzzing. Obviously, last time round, I was excited for the girls. You know, I was encouraging them, but it did feel there was a little bit of a disconnect where it wasn't my moment. It wasn't quite the day that I hoped it could have been. But yeah, with being fit this year and the opportunity to hopefully play in the game, I can't wait for it.
Yeah, because obviously you were involved in terms of like being on the coach, coming in and, you know, being in the dressing room and being pitch side and stuff. But I'm sure you were just gagging to like, oh, I want to be on that pitch. I want to warm up and stuff. And I know you're encouraging the girls, but this time around you will be.
Yeah, it's hard, like, because I knew I wasn't going to partake in the game, sort of those match feelings that aren't there. No matter, you can't recreate them unless you really know that like, you're going to be part of the game. So this experience, this build-up has been the feeling's been very different to the one I had last year. And I've enjoyed this one a lot more than last year's one.
Yeah, because obviously that injury of yours sidelined you for a while. Let's sort of take you back to that. When did you know you had that injury in terms of like you were feeling something? Because I know you were playing with an injury for a while and then it was just that one day where you're like, I need to get this fixed.
Yeah, so I'd had a sore back for quite a while, but it never really, we never thought it was anything particularly serious. And then in December of 2023, it was like a long time ago now, but my back had progressively been getting more and more sore, and I was sort of kind of beginning to think, I think there is something kind of wrong here. But being a footballer, I kept it pretty quiet. I didn't want to miss time away. And then we came in from training one session and I went to change my shoes to go to the gym, and I went to stand up and the pain that I had in my back, I was like, yeah, there's something wrong here. So I went for a scan, found out I had a double stress fracture on the left and right side of my lower back. And that was my season done. It took me about 8 months. There was a little setback which prolonged it. From start to finish, it took about 8 months or so to get back. But I was fully ready by this pre-season, so I've not missed any of the year, which has been really good. Love being back so far.
Yeah, I can imagine you playing a lot of games. We'll talk about that briefly in a minute. You obviously, that injury, because you're playing a lot of games at a young age, was that sort of the reason, do you think, you know, when the physios and stuff were telling you, maybe because you've been playing a lot of games? Because, yeah, you're young, you shouldn't be getting a bad back, but because maybe you're playing so much and obviously, you know, you play and train a lot as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult. Stress injuries are to do with loading. And obviously, I was also at St. Joe's, so I was playing there. At the beginning, I was playing with the academy, St. Joe's, the first team. So I probably was under quite a lot of load, which may have played a part. I mean, we'll never 100% know. I may have just had sort of, what's the word? Like a, might have been more susceptible to a stress injury. Some players are. So we'll never really know. But the biggest thing is now my back feels great. It's nice to be young and have a good back. It's taken me a while to feel like that. But we're there now, and I hope to keep it that way for the foreseeable.
Yeah, definitely. I'm sure your dad were thinking, you know, I'm older than you and probably my back's fine, but you've got a daughter who's got a bad back.
Yeah, anytime I say, oh, my back feels a bit tight, he's always like, is it okay? Like, I'm like, it's fine, Dad, don't worry.
Yeah. And yeah, obviously it's fine because you're having an unbelievable season, Meg. The team is, but yourself as well. 22 games, 6 goals. You're a goal scoring defender. You must be pleased about that.
Yeah. One of my goals this season was, I've always felt like I can score more. You know, I'm relatively tall. I always get put in the box for set pieces. And in both my previous seasons, I've always felt like I should probably score more than I do. And with Loz coming in, we've had a bit more time to work on set pieces. And so I found myself sticking it in the net a bit more often, which I quite enjoyed. And hopefully before the end of the year, I'll grab maybe a couple more.
Or double figures, that'd be great. That'd be
really good. I'm not sure about double figures.
If you're 4 away, so you never know. Obviously, last year when you scored against Cardiff away, you know, the opening day and that late winner, that was like, yes, finally Megan scored. It was unbelievable scenes because, yeah, we were waiting for that moment because you've had so many chances to get, you're in good positions. There's a few times you could have an overhead kick. Maybe that would have been good for your back. But yeah, a solid season. You must be pleased though. You're playing a lot of minutes, obviously defence as well, being really solid, clean sheets as well.
Yeah, very happy. I think at the start of the year, obviously coming back from injury, we made a couple new signings. I wasn't sure what my game time would look like. But thankfully I've sort of been able to, you know, train well, get some opportunities in games and be a part of a really strong back line. You know, as a defender, keeping clean sheets, one of my favourite things to do. And the back line, we just gel so well. And it's been really fun to play in games and training. You know, even in like attack v defences, we're always up for trying to keep a clean sheet in training. So, yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed it so far this year.
And yeah, it's great partnerships. Obviously, Boz, unfortunately, is injured, but obviously she's leading the team this season. Obviously, Leah's there as well, one of your close friends in terms of it coming through the academy. I'm sure it's been great to play alongside those. And obviously, well, we can talk about the whole team, but as a partnerships defensively, it's been solid.
Yeah, so obviously, towards the start of the year, I was playing on the left-hand side. Obviously, with Boz picking up her injury, I've shifted over to the right. So, and Leah often plays right back, so we've had even more of sort of a partnership now in the last couple of games. It's been fun actually like playing and passing with her quite a bit. Yeah, just along the whole back line, you know, we've all got a great connection. Me and Mays all of last year travelled up and down together. And we played with each other on the left-hand side. So yeah, I get on with all of the back line super well. We've all got a great connection.
Yeah, and well, sadly, yeah, Boz is going to be in the same position as you. I know she obviously played last year, but I'm sure she's going to get a lot of support. And obviously, there's a few other players who, like Charlotte Fleming as well, who won't be able to play, but I'm sure they'll be part of the travelling team coming down to Portland Road and just being there and being part of the day.
Yeah, obviously, last year when I missed out, Rachel still made me massively feel a part of it. You know, she still hung my kit up in the changing room, like, I was still with all the girls for the pitch walk, obviously sat in the dugouts at the game. And having first-hand experience that, I think I definitely want to make them feel part of the day as well. Because I do know there is that element of disappointment, of feeling like you're missing out on something. And just the girls as a whole team will know that. And Rachel will include them, we'll include them. They'll very much still have an important part to play, like, Char, since she's been injured, has often come into the changing room and given a good little inspirational word before the game or at halftime. And no doubt Boz will be in there and probably say a few words. And they've also been motivation for us throughout the season, you know, with what we're trying to achieve. And they've been a huge part of it and then picked up their injury and they can't physically impact games anymore. I've completely lost where I was going. That was really inspirational, but I completely forgot what I was about to say.
Don't worry. No, I felt it, Meg. It's all good.
I was really going somewhere and then I got lost.
It's fine. We'll go and talk about the game as a whole shortly, but I want to talk about, you know, some milestones you've hit recently. Obviously, 50 appearances, you know, over 50 appearances now, but that must be great to hit, you know, 50 senior appearances for the club.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, last year before I got injured, I was sort of looking at the totals. I was like, oh, I might be able to hit my half century. And then picked up the injury and I was like, well, I definitely won't be hitting 50 this year. And then we played at the start of this year and I hadn't actually thought about it. And then I just happened to go on to the FA's website and I was like 6 games away from 50. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to hit it. But yeah, to hit 50 for this club at a relatively young age is very exciting. And I hope to go on to make many more appearances. But yeah, very, very thrilled to hit that this year.
Yeah, that's good to hear. And obviously, yeah, Pescott obviously recently hit 100 as well. And she's still at a young age as well. I'm sure she's going to hit more and more. And obviously, Tash has got the record appearances, record goals. Probably record goals will never be beaten. But yeah, it's great to hit those milestones as a player. And obviously, I want to talk about Scotland briefly as well, Meg, because obviously, I'm sure you're always honoured to play for them. You know, for your mum, good old Lynn. You know, 10 caps so far, is it? Is that correct?
Yeah, I think it's about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, playing for Scotland was massive. It was something that sort of came out of the blue, you know. When I was younger, we had mentioned it, but nothing really ever came of it. And then I got a call up for the under-19s and it was like, oh, wow. Because I hadn't been involved in like any England setup when I was younger. So the under-19s was my first sort of experience of international football, you know, travelling to countries and playing, and it was quite a new challenge. Like you had, because a lot of them, the girls had been going to camp since they were young, and obviously coming in at sort of 19s as a first timer is relatively rare. And so I had to sort of find my way in the squad, sort of try and break into these friendships that have been built over years, in a foreign country for 2 weeks, and then I wouldn't see them again for months. So it was quite a challenging experience, one that I loved, that the girls were very welcoming, but one that I definitely grew quite a lot out of, and some of the experiences and the pitches I played on, and yeah, it's just been amazing, and I'm glad that I've got to experience that, and hopefully in the future, you know, Scotland now have an under-23s team, so hopefully in the future I can break into that and then maybe one day go on and play for the A squad, which is what they call their first team.
Of course, definitely. Yeah, I'm sure that is your ambition, you know, one day to get to senior level. And I'm sure, yeah, it's a proud, you know, for your mum and your family as well. And you've captained them a few times as well. Is it interesting when you've got, obviously, you ain't got a Scottish accent. Is that a bit funny?
A little bit. Luckily for me, they called up another girl from Sheffield. So we both had sort of English accents, but I did get a little bit of stick for it. Especially when it comes to singing the national anthem, I've got to try and put a little Scottish twang on when I sing the national anthem, because it doesn't quite flow with a pure English accent. Yeah, captaining the girls was a crazy moment. I still remember I was in the kitchen washing dishes when the manager called me, and I was like, oh gosh, like, why is he ringing me? My dad was in the next door room and I thought, my dad's going to eavesdrop on this. So I just went outside on the back patio and we were just talking, just having a catch up. And then Michael was like, the manager told me, he was like, look, I want to make you captain. I remember sitting, I was just on the back step of my patio and I just sort of stared out to the garden and I was like, oh. Because last year was my first year, you know, I was half English and I was sort of like, I couldn't believe he asked me, and he was like, would you be happy to sort of take that role? And I was like, yeah, I will. And then I went in and my dad was like, what was that about? And I was like, I've just been made captain of the under-19s. But yeah, telling my family that was quite special. And then we had a camp. I hadn't had a home camp in Scotland yet. The next camp, my first camp captain in them, was in Scotland. So all of my Scottish family came across. They hadn't seen me play in years. And for them to come out, the last time they saw me, I was probably just running around on a 7-a-side pitch. And for them, their first game to see me leading out the national team was special for them. So yeah, really, a really cool and memorable day for me.
And obviously, your captain, obviously the academy team at Town. But what sort of captain were you for you know Scotland? You know, obviously, yeah, you had to obviously show. Yeah, okay, I'm half English, but yeah, I've obviously got this Scottish connection as well, and I'm going to be your captain for the day.
Yeah, well, like you know, playing in competitions like the Euros, Euro qualifiers, it's quite a high pressure, demanding situation. So, and Scottish people are known for being a bit fiery. So I just tried to bring some of that fire, you know. Bring the girls together and go out there and just be aggressive. Obviously, still and play football, but just to sort of embody what Scotland kind of is known as and try to bring that into the team talks and take that out onto the pitch.
Did your mum give you some pointers with the national anthem and stuff like that?
So a couple of the words are quite Scottish, so I had to get her to say them a few times just to try and take the English edge off of them when I sung them. So yeah, she did have to help me a little bit. A couple of the girls had to help me as well at camp because I was getting taken the mick out of, so I had to fix it.
I like it. And obviously you played abroad as well. Was it Slovenia recently? That must have been an incredible experience playing, you know, abroad and in a different country and stuff like that.
Yeah, so the last camp I got called up for, we went to Slovenia. And so I didn't really know what to expect of the country. When we got there, honestly, one of the most beautiful places that I've ever been. We stayed in like a ski resort. Really, really pretty. Obviously, we were quite high up and there was like waterfalls and yeah, it was a stunning country. Really enjoyed my time there. It was quite funny to get to one of the pitches. We had to cross like this narrow bridge over this river. You'd have to carry like a ball bag and over the bridge. It was quite fun. We all managed to cross it safely. We didn't lose anyone. I thoroughly enjoyed because that was my first camp coming back from the injury. So it was nice just to be back amongst it, you know, catch up with staff that I hadn't seen in almost a year. So yeah, it was really nice to be back amongst it and just to find my feet on that level again.
That's good. Any future plans? Like what's the next sort of coming up for the under 19s? And obviously you said under 23s, hopefully one day.
Yeah, so I've finished with the 19s now. So the next step is the under 23s. Obviously, with the age gap being a wider range, there's quite a big pool of talent because you can also have players that are over 23 come into the squad. So, you know, I'm always keep in touch with the staff from Scotland. I get on really well, have a really good relationship with them. And so just obviously this year coming back, playing again, they always keep up to date with my game. So just trying to work hard and perform well, and hopefully I'll eventually, hopefully in the near future, get the call up. But if not, just keep working away at it, and hopefully it will happen soon.
Indeed, we shall see what the future holds. And yeah, let's talk then, Meg. Portman Road awaits for you and the team. Plymouth Argyle are the opponents. Obviously, you played them last year. You played in that game as well. It was a 5-1 win at their place. Obviously, a long trip down there, long trip for Plymouth up here. But yeah, I'm sure everyone's excited. You know, what's the preparation been like this week?
Very similar. Very much the same as how we've prepped every other week. Our biggest sort of thing at the minute is just hard work every day, every training session, not looking too far beyond what have we got today? What have we got to do today to be best prepared for come the weekend? So, but obviously there is an element of excitement, you know, a lot of the new girls obviously never played there. For some of them, it's their first big stadium, big crowd game. So there is that sort of buzz. The closer we get to it, you know, in the canteen after dinner, there might be like how many tickets have we got up to now? So yeah, there definitely is a little buzz around the training ground, you know. A lot of the men's staff, the men's team sort of, you know, walking around like, good luck, that's going to be a good game. But within our training itself, we've been very focused. You know, although it's a great occasion, we've still got a job to do. Plymouth are fighting for survival, so they're going to be hungry and wanting a result. We obviously want a result. So it's going to be a good game of football, a difficult game of football. So yeah, just all focus is on working hard and getting the right result. And but also enjoying the day. You know, these are moments that a lot of us have wished for since we were little. So yeah, embracing it, but knowing that there is still a job to do at hand.
Yeah, because obviously last time against Chatham, nothing really to play for. It was a bit of a dead rubber because obviously Chatham were pretty much down and we had nothing really to play for, unfortunately. But this time around, Meg, we're second in the table. We're 3 points away from hashtag, two games in hand against them. So yeah, as you said, a lot to play for. And yeah, big 3 points, you know, up for grabs in this one.
Yeah, massive 3 points. You know, Plymouth have picked up a few good results lately. They want to survive. They're desperate to survive. And we're desperate to keep winning. And so, yeah, it's going to be a big game of football, competitive game of football. Not an easy one for either team. And yeah, looking forward to it. Everyone, we love a challenging game. So yeah, can't wait to get on that pitch and see who's the better team on the day.
Yeah, and obviously you're going to see a sea of blue. It was over 10,000 last season, which is incredible. You know, for a game that didn't have much on, obviously it was the first ever league game in the history of the club, so it was always going to be a good occasion. But this time around, a lot to play for. There's a superstar, you know, a global superstar, Ed Sheeran's going to be in the crowd as well. I'm sure that's an exciting time for players.
Yeah, obviously they posted it yesterday. I think that's quite exciting. So hopefully he'll enjoy the game. It might bring a few extra numbers into the crowd. Yeah, can't wait to get in front of the fans. You know, for the fans that have followed us for the last 3 years, and we've fallen short on multiple occasions. And this year, you know, with the potential that could be if we can continue to win our games, you know, to almost reward the fans and give back to them for their support. And then the new fans that are experiencing watching us for the first time, hopefully we can, you know, show them our ability and how we want to play as a team, and that they'll then be inspired to continue to support us. And as we grow as a squad, that our fan base will continue to grow, and that we can see more and more attendances on the closer to the scale that it will be on Sunday. Yeah, it's going to be a great experience, and hopefully the fans will get behind us and we can put on a good performance for them that they can enjoy.
Yeah. I'll sort of repeat that, what Meg said later. I mean, if you're listening, you're still arm in arm about going, get your tickets now. They're still available. And yes, Sunday at Portman Road, get down there. And yeah, for me, it inspired, I think, a lot of people, a lot of young girls as well, and boys as well, but young girls who obviously want to get into women's football. And yourself, Meg, you probably didn't have role models much back then when you were sort of growing up, because obviously women's football was still growing. Obviously now it's a great time right now. You see so many people, you know, so many girls playing. I'm sure that's, you know, for you, just you're inspiring the next generation.
Yeah, massively. I think even after games now, when kids hang around for 15, 20 minutes, you know, desperate for a signature, it still feels a little bit weird, because, you know, when I was younger, there was very much, you know, you looked up to your Arsenals, your Rachel Yankees, your Ellen Whites, but they were all like big stars in our eyes. I wouldn't have gone down, you know, down to Felixstowe and seen a Tier 3 team. I probably didn't even know Tier 3 existed back then. But to have now, you know, we get a great following down at Felixstowe, and to have that in the Tier 3 of women's football just goes to show the growth that there has been over the years, and the fact that I'm might be someone's role model is still a weird concept to get your head around, that someone wants my signature or wants my pair of boots, you know. But to see that filter down through the tiers of women's football is great to see, and it's a testament to the growth and the investment that's happened over the years. So yeah, if that could continue, then that's great.
Yeah, super mega wearing. That's what we chant. And obviously, your dad is part of that great support. You know, he's on the drum. He's got the hat. He's everywhere, which is great to see. And yeah, big shout out to those supporters who have sort of been following the club home and away the last few years. And you know, seeing this journey. Obviously, the club is really ambition ambitious, Meg, you know, in terms of, you know, a lot of you girls now are, you know, are full time, you know, training and stuff like that. What's that been like, you know, to go into like a full time model?
Yeah, I think the jump's been really helpful. Obviously training just more regularly is only going to benefit you. It's what a lot of us have wanted for a long time. And to sort of be moving towards that is great. You know, we play for a great club. We're very lucky with what we're given. And yeah, it's been very good. I think you've seen the growth and the development on the pitch as a team. And so hopefully moving forward, you know, as we continue to hopefully progress through the leagues, we'll continue to move towards a fully full-time basis and yeah, that everyone can sort of just enjoy being a footballer outright. Yeah, we're slowly moving more towards that and it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting time for the team. And you're going to do anything different? Is any pre-match, you know, superstitions you have when you go on the pitch or even pre-match? Is anything different you're going to change at Portman Road? Because obviously it's a big stadium. You're going to be in a different dressing room. Anything you're going to, like you do normally with socks or anything like that?
To be fair, I'm not really superstitious. I'll keep my food the same. We are having pre-match together, which we do for most games, to be fair. But yeah, I'll just make sure I keep what I eat the same. But I think a lot of the girls are quite conscious of, regardless of where it is, try and keep the processes the same. You know, they've been working for us for the season so far, so not to change too much, not to get too caught up in sort of the day, and try to keep your processes the same, your preparation the same, so we can go out and deliver for the fans and
I'm sure you're gonna have a lot of family and friends coming as well. I'm sure they're gonna be, you know, a big support. I think it's gonna be, yeah, as I said, we're hoping to hit more than we did last time around. I think last time I looked, it was 8,000 sold. I'm sure there'd be more sold with Ed Sheeran's little plug and other things, and obviously people deciding what to do on their weekend. But yeah, I'm sure you're going to be looking forward to walking out that tunnel and seeing the sea of blue.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I think me and Nat went and did a visit on Monday, and one of the girls asked, like, what moment are you looking forward to the most? And I think that moment of walking out the tunnel and you first see the crowd, the size of it and the noise that they can make, I think that moment's going to be really special. But yeah, I've got a lot of family coming. So yeah, a lot of them haven't seen me play in a while. So hopefully looking forward to playing well. And yeah, looking forward to sort of having the family there. And it's going to be a great moment for not just me, but all the girls involved in the matchday squad.
Yeah, it's going to be a great day. And yeah, get your tickets, ladies and gentlemen. Get down there, support the girls. Meg, thank you so much for joining me. Any other business? Anything else we should talk about?
I've not got anything. Are you going to be taking photos on the weekend?
Well, bad news. I'm actually not going to be there. So someone decided to get married and...
Gosh.
Yeah, I know. So this is just me, really. I've like been plugging the game. I'm not even going to be there. So that is disgraceful for me.
Disappointed.
Yeah, but there'll be people there, don't worry. There'll be people there getting the snappy snaps, don't worry. But yeah, disappointing really from me. But I wanted to obviously, you know, plug the game, get, you know, be involved in this moment. I'm just going to be like you, Meg. I'm not going to be involved last year. But obviously, you were actually there. So I'm actually, you know, good actually
from me. I'll let you off.
This interview's been ruined now because I've just sort of told people that I'm not going to be there. But it's going to be a great day, Meg. I can't wait for you girls to experience Portman Road once again. Hopefully, you know, you'll be able to play there more often in the future. I think that is the ambition as well. But yeah, Meg, best of luck on Sunday. Hope it's a good game and bring it on. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.